From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today, back for the first time in what has been almost 4 years, Amy Levere, Will Sexton. Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome back. It's good to see you.
Thank you.
We should start off by saying that technically the newest release is still the album that we talked about the last time you were here, Runaway's Diary. But there is new music that has been released and new music that is due soon.
There is. So technically the last release that we promoted with radio was Runaway's Diary, and that was 4 years ago. But we, Will and I, put out a new record called Hallelujah, I'm a Dreamer, just now, maybe close to 2 years now.
And that was also a live record, right?
It was a live record, right? And it was sort of
live in the studio, so it was
right. It was an answer to we had been touring as a duo quite a bit, and people would come to the merch table and ask what was most like what they had just heard, and that record didn't exist, so we went and created that record. Then also our side project, Motel Mirrors, has a brand new release.
Yeah, that one is just out. I think we've had it for the better part of about a month, month and a half maybe. In the meantime is what it's called. This is not a brand new project, it's just a brand new record. This thing, this group, this side project actually formed 5-6 years ago, right?
Yeah, about 5 years ago. There's a songwriter and a great guitar player in Memphis named John Paul Keith, and he and I've got to be friends, and we both would tour, and we had just had this concept of when we were home in Memphis is to not play our, you know, original show, what we've been doing touring all the time, that we thought we'd get this project, a collaboration project, something that wouldn't be quite as precious, that we could have fun and play more. And so in its original inception, it was actually supposed to just be a kind of a throwback duet cover band, really. But we both got inspired by the challenge of writing duets, and it sort of got a life of its own. And we made a little EP, and it just kind of exceeded our expectations. People locally in Memphis, anyway, really liked it. And then my label, Archer Records, decided to release it for us, and it did better than we all expected. And so, and the project's inspired, so we just kept working on it, and now we've got a real record.
Yeah. You guys are going to actually do a couple of different things live for us today. A new song, a song from that Motel Mirrors project, something else as well. What do you want to start off with?
I think I'd like to start with a song that's going to be on the new record. We've been road testing it lately, and I think it's sounding pretty nice. I thought we'd try it. It's a song called Girlfriends. I'm not sure if even that's what I'm going to call it, maybe. But for our purposes today, it's Girlfriends.
Tell you what you need. Don't
so much. You just might be so tough.
Missed hearing you guys play. That is Amy Levere and Will Sexton live today on Jefferson Public Radio. A song called Girlfriends from a soon-to-be, hopefully, forthcoming new record. Amy, as I mentioned at the top, it's been like 4 years since the last studio album. You have worked on the live album. You've worked on a Motel Mirrors project. There is a Sun Records compilation project that you were also working on. But even with that said, that's quite a bit of time. What has been going on in the interim? I know that you bought a house. Undoubtedly, life has gotten in the way of being a musician, right?
And she's also in the cooperations with Luther Dickinson, so that's...
The cooperators. Yeah.
I did say that, didn't I?
You did.
Say it again. Yeah, I got the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's that it's, Luther Dickinson well, and the cooperators.
Just get rid of me. Just let her do it.
I've been super busy. Actually, I've been a part of a couple of indie films in Memphis. I've worked on several projects with Luther Dickinson.
North Mississippi All-Stars?
Yeah, Luther. I did a project with Luther, a record that should be released on New West at some point soon. It's a project that's called Sisters of the Strawberry Moon, and it's a collaboration with Allie from the Birds of Chicago and Amy Helm, Levon Helm's daughter. Once again, Shardy Thomas, the drummer who was in a project with us called The Wandering before that. And I've been really productive and very busy. I just haven't released I haven't done a solo record in a long time. Will and I got married. We've stayed on the road a lot.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We've bought a house, and I have felt extraordinarily busy and productive, but I haven't been through a solo record cycle in a long time. And it's the record is done, effectively. It's recorded, but you know,
still a lot of steps to go.
And the timing, just, you know, figuring out when the timing's going to be right.
Tell me a little bit about this compilation record that you worked on, Red Hot, a Memphis Celebration of Sun Records.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Well, actually, that was, the record is a charity. It was made to support St. Jude's Hospital, Children's Hospital in Memphis. And it was the brainchild of a couple of businessmen in Memphis, and they were really smart. They hired all the right people to record it and all the right people to produce it and play on it, and I think it's a really super special record. You've got Alvin Youngblood Hart is on there, Valerie June is on there, Luther is on there, I'm on there. yeah, John Paul's on it. It's a super fun record. It's really well done.
Hmm. How long have the two of you been out on the road making music together?
Well, we met on the road, actually. It was a project with an artist named Shannon McNally. Mm-hmm. She and I did a record together called Chasing the Ghost. And when we were putting the band together for the record, I was playing bass and singing harmonies on some of her songs, and she was playing rhythm guitar and singing with me on my songs. And when it came time to hire a band for the tour, she wanted to bring this hotshot guitar player named Will Sexton from Austin, Texas to play with us, and I was like, forget that, the guy's $50 more a day, we're not taking that guy, I don't care how good he is, Shannon, we don't need that guy. But she kept insisting, and so Will came on the road, a month into the tour, I was like, oh, I just painfully like this guy. He's so sweet, and we pretty much have been touring ever since.
Amy LeVere is my guest, along with Will Sexton today here on Jefferson Public Radio. AmyLeVere.com, LAVERE is the way to spell it.com, the place to go online to learn more. Though I will say that if you poke around the news section of the page, it's not particularly current. It's sort of a slow simmer of news about what Amy LeVere is up to.
Well, to be fair, I'm on a little boutique label in Memphis called Archer Records, and I've honored all 5 records that I owed them, so it's not extraordinarily accurate right now, because I'm other than what you buy from the label online, we have a great relationship, but we really don't have any relationship, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, sure.
There's not a team of interns in there making my website look very fancy these days.
And it's not you.
And it is not me. Yeah. No.
Will you play something else?
I'd be happy to.
What are you going
to
do next?
I want to do the title track of this record called Hallelujah, I'm a Dreamer that Will and I released a couple of years ago. All aboard. I've got no sacred holy cow, no pretty ruby mouth to smile and charm me through. I've got no clever silver tongue to flatter people into doing what I want them to. Oh, I'm not much for pushing buttons, pulling puppet strings of fussing, sides making silly rhymes. I'm really not so good at nothing, but my heart keeps me amused in this great world of confusion. I'm a dreamer. Oh, hallelujah, I'm a dreamer. I've got no blue blood touch of class, no laminated past to where the in crowd hangs. I've got no flaming rum dessert, no front seat reserved when old blue sings. But if you break it down to loving, it's much more than just a promise. I ain't no gift to boys, but I got the one I wanted, and through any storm that blows, he still loves me, he knows I'm a dreamer. Oh, hallelujah, I'm a dreamer. Thank you. to be found, they still be dreamers. When every cotton field is gone, I hope your children will have grown up to be dreamers. With no boss to pay, no mind, no turning wheels to grind, no blade of grass to stir, not a sleeping baby stir. Or there'll be no noise at all, just the silent voice that calls to all the dreamers. Oh, hallelujah, I'm a dreamer. And my heart keeps me amused. Hallelujah, I'm a dreamer.
That is Amy Levere, Will Sexton playing live for us today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Amy, before the tune, you had mentioned in passing that you had done a little bit of acting.
Mm-hmm.
Was that something that just kind of fell into your lap, or is it a pursuit that you've actually been interested in for a while?
Well, I mean, I would say it really actually just fell in my lap. I mean, I was, you know, Dorothy in the school play in middle school or something like that, but... No, music was always my first love, and I always knew I was going to be a musician. That's all I ever really wanted to do. But when I had my first couple of little, you know, acting opportunities around Memphis to be in some independent film stuff, I did recognize that I do have an inherent talent for it. I do believe I'm pretty good at it, and I enjoyed it so much. It's super fun. I mean, it's like back when you were a little kid, you'd play grocery store or whatever you're playing, and you really lost yourself in it, and you just go into that little world. I mean, it's like being a kid again acting, and I enjoyed it a lot. And so I just, and I don't pursue it. I think I would like to pursue it more, but it seems like at least annually I have some small project that I get to have an outlet for.
Do you have a background in it other than school plays? Like, did you train for it or anything?
No, after I had my first couple of, after I was in a couple of major films, I took, a 4-class Meisner at a type of acting class, which was like a 1-hour class four times over a month. And I don't know if it helped at all, really, but I still act just like I did before, you know what I mean. I still tap into the same thing, but I don't think it's such a far stretch, because I think as a performer on stage, performing music, I've always done that thing where I've lost myself in the song, and you're acting in a way. You know, you're embodying the story of the song, and that's kind of the same thing you do when you're acting. I think you embody this story of the film and the character that you're playing. So I don't think that they're necessarily always that different. Yeah. For me, it's not anyway.
Before we went on the air, we were talking a little bit about this new record, this Motel Mirrors record, and how the music on it, you can hear almost anything you want to hear in it. If you want to hear classic rock and roll, you can. If you want to hear blues, you can hear that. If you want to hear folk music or country music, you can. What was it about this combination of people that ended up with this combination of sounds and songs?
Well, I think in our own way, we're all traditionalists, without putting us in a box necessarily. But John Paul, he has a very, his songwriting is very much rooted in a classic rock and roll formula sort of way that he writes. And that's not specific to one type of rock and roll either, just, classic sounding rock and roll. Well, you can help me elaborate on that. But he likes the Fender Telecaster sound. He wants a classic. There's something very classic and classy about John Paul, and I think that me as a vocalist, I'm not a super acrobatic vocalist of, pop vocalist, or I think that the way that I sing is probably a kind of a classic way of singing. Will's definitely from the school of blues. He's rooted in the blues, and Sean's very, very classic, learned drummer. I think that we all just we're just sort of classy and classic in our own way.
If you didn't know, you would swear that you guys were doing old tunes.
Right, but, I know. They're classic sounding songs,
right,
with their original
But
tune,
yet
right.
You look through the songwriting credits and it says Levere, Sexton,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Were there old songs that you wanted to include or that you were using as sort of a template for what you were after?
No, there wasn't a template. There is a cover on there, I think. With The Man That Comes Around is kind of, I think that's a cover, but no, it's just, I think we kind of all envisioned the band having it come from this cover band, retro throwback cover band origin. We wanted it to still have the integrity of what Motel Mirrors was supposed to be, which, you know, was a duet, throwback duet record, you know, cover. But we all got inspired to write songs also, that would feel like that still.
It was also cool because the John Paul Keith did a solo record in the same studio with Last Chance Records, and it's like they were released together. So it's like...
But yeah, John Paul, every song you... And it's a compliment to him, but pretty much every song you hear on John Paul's records, you're like, that's got to be a standard classic rock and roll song. It has to be, but they're brilliant songs. He's a brilliant songwriter. But he just is from such the school of writing in his, you know... He's amazing at it. Yeah, he's really good at it.
Well, the record turned out great. So timing-wise, you're now out in support of this Motel Mirrors record, doing dates, playing songs from the album. You've got an album kind of in the can.
Yes.
So is now just the waiting cycle to kind of let this project live its life before you drop the new record and go out in support of the new Amy Levere record?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it'll either be, if the Sisters of the Strawberry Moon project has some sort of life in it by the end of the year, then I'll probably postpone the release of this my project until the first of the year of next year. But if not, I think I'll try to get it out by winter.
We'll look forward to it.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming back. It's nice to see you guys.
Nice to see you too.
Amy Levere, Will Sexton are my guests live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. That new project is the album from Motel Mirrors called In the Meantime, and I think you guys are going to wrap up with one from this album, yeah?
Yes, we are. This is a tune that I wrote on the record. It's called Things I Learned. One, two, three. I learned to rock in the cradle. I learned to swing on the dance floor. Can open my own doors. I know that boys can be cruel. Some things I learned without you. I can drive on the highway. I can go where I can stay. I can shine through a dark day. I can smile when I'm blue. Took my hand and you told me so. I didn't know that you'd still be here. I didn't think it'd last more than a year. I didn't know that you'd be so dear, my dear. Oh, my dear. Oh, my dear. I can heat up a kitchen. I can work without bitching. I can watch without flinching. I've been a block or two. Some things I learned without you. But there's one thing I didn't know till you took my hand and you told me so. I didn't know that you'd still be here. I didn't think it'd last more than a year. I didn't know that you'd be so dear, my dear. Oh, my dear.
That is called Things I Learned. It's music from the new album from Motel Mirrors called In the Meantime. And playing it for us live today, Amy Levere, the songwriter of that tune, along with Will Saxon. AmyLevere.com, the place to go online for information about upcoming projects as soon as the information is posted. Thanks again for coming by, guys. Nice to see you.
Eric, thanks for having us.